Rebecca, in this past budget cycle, Governor Doyle had one of his wishes come true, and that is he has advocated for some time to have a domestic partner registry here in the state of Wisconsin, and then to give to state employees domestic partner benefits. And he gleefully signed this into law. We know this is under court challenge here at this point, but what is your position on this issue?
Well, we're going to wipe the glee right off of Governor Doyle's face, because I saw Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen several times over the weekend, and he is not defending this registry. He is not defending the governor's position, which is also fiscally irresponsible, to be honest with you. This doesn't just have roots in the Bible. This has roots in fiscal common sense. We can't, at this point, afford to just be handing out money to anyone. This is a slippery slope in addition to that. At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous. And biblically, again, I'm going to go right back to my fundamental Christian beliefs. Marriage is between one man and one woman. And no matter what you say, the people in Wisconsin have spoken on this issue. In 1996, we have said that marriage is between one man and one woman. Why our governor wants to challenge that right now, I will have no idea. But frankly, there are a lot of things Governor Doyle does that I have no idea about.
Rebecca, we're in a mess educationally as well.